Keys to Digesting Life in Real Time. So how, once you begin to empty out your past via constructively recognizing and midwifing your own trigger experiences, do you ensure that you never backlog a past again? It has a lot to do with pacing. Once upon a time, evenings were sacred. Weekends, at least the Sabbath, were too. In addition, in our modern culture, we began to take holidays, rest times away at the cottage, in a foreign country, at an ashram, to slow down and to play. Sometime in the 1980s, we did away with this as an absolute. Stores began to open on weekends and in the evenings. Work demands and expectations became hustle and bustle, 24/7. Why? Because ego commission money makes work. In its insecurity in the midst of rising populations and rising uncertainties, it keeps us occupied. As a result, we rapidly came to believe that busy means important. Barely a single human seemed to question this. Now, we're bloated. We've got so much undigested recent as well as long ago past in us. We're not only rapidly expanding ourselves as an obese society, we're about to emotionally explode. Do you remember the frog? What happened when the water gradually heated to boiling? It popped. What was it that evenings and weekends and holidays gave us? What was their invisible gem? When we slow down, when we slow our exposure to new experiences that need digesting, our system can catch up. Quite literally, evenings and weekends and holidays to relax and play are when our system catches up on its backlog of digesting. That is, of course, unless we live a slow pace to begin with. This is why we feel so much lighter and refreshed and happy and free after a good play. After each time out, we allow ourselves to rest and relax. There is quite literally less in us queued up and waiting for its opportunity to be digested. The keys, then, to digesting our life experiences in real time, such that we do not need to accrue a past, are: A. Slow down. Take time to rest and play and linger and wander, with no goal, no aim, no intention other than to regenerate and re-inspire yourself. B. Give yourself the gift of silence. In silence, stimulation is substantially reduced. Thus, significant backlog can move through you. C. Select your stimuli wisely. You will have to digest them all, so choose them. Just like only occasionally eating or drinking something that taxes your system, the exception, not the rule, so too make experiences that tax your system without due reward an exception. Media, environments, relationships, colors, sounds, all of these are choices you make to subject yourself to, or immerse yourself in, or not. Becoming sensitive to these choices becomes possible as you resensitize intuition, which we'll explore in Chapter 4. This is akin to resensitizing yourself to your awareness of subtle energy. D. Clean up your diet. Give your system food, drink, and experiences that truly nourish it. Eat, drink, and experience less. Give your system adequate time to digest food, drink, and life. E. Weed your garden. Regularly perform an inventory of your life and clear out what is no longer alive to you, what is no longer meaningful or beneficial. As if you are weeding a literal garden, identify what you wish to grow, to nurture, and then make generous room for it. F. Get out of time. Turn your clocks around. Take off your watch. Pause the beeper on your computer. Remove your tethers to time. Let yourself float in timelessness. You will become refreshed so much quicker. When my husband and I met, he initiated timeless Sundays. We make no plans, no commitments, so that we can flow. We cover the clocks the night before, and we follow our cues, noticing what inspires us, what we actively feel called to experience and to explore. By the time the sun sets, nature's cue, the day seems so incredibly long. It is full and rich and plump with goodness. We absolutely love our timeless Sundays. They give us the gift of being restored, and they offer us perspective, a rich overview of where we are. G, include contingency time. Whenever you plan anything, add more time than you think you need. Allow time for flow and for unexpecteds in the form of challenges and opportunities. Allow time for refreshing explorations of possibilities you couldn't predict at the time of planning. Contingency time is a buffer that allows you to breathe. H, plan wander time, empty time. Different than contingency time, which is a cushion within a planned activity, wander time, empty time, plan it too in your calendar. These are chunks of time when you have no plan, no destination. When you allow these gaps in your being in control, life can pick you up and carry you in flow. Synchronicities increase astronomically when you are available to them. So plan unplanned time, just to wander, whatever this means to you. I, move when you're ready to. When you relax into co-creative control, notice when your system is ready for the next move. Don't rush it. Just like with eating, notice when your system is ready for more. Get good at being still. Now that we've got these flowing into place as your new modus operandi, at least you're considering them, if not experimenting with them, to discover your own benefits therein. We've set the stage for recognizing and exponentially honing your relationship with your intuition. Your intuition is the instrument that shifts your ego to its co-pilot seat. Without activation of your intuition, your soul's direct guidance, you are cut off from your source. You are squeezed into the limited state of the wheel of time. The soul's realm is like an oxygen-rich infinity, an expansive and endless bubble. The ego's realm, the wheel of time, is like a suffocating, atrophying balloon.